Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Parents send their kids to school to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic, or so they should be expecting their child to learn those things. Increasingly, the test scores do tend to bear this out, that schools are not spending much time on learning academics, but they're spending too much time in social engineering rather than teaching what kids should be learning. Rather than halls of learning, these schools have become halls of indoctrination. The last week of April, the Gay Straight Alliance Club at Emmaus High School in the Allentown Area East Penn School District showed pro-homosexual and pro-transgender videos during homeroom leading up to the Gay Day of Silence the last Friday in April. Parents have made a simple request. Let us see the videos. Let us have the URLs, since these were YouTube videos that were copied and pasted basically by the Gay Straight Alliance Club. You know, it's a simple request. The school is not too happy about the request, but I have one of the parents on the program today. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Now, when you first heard about these videos, what was your response when you heard that the school was actually showing these type of videos without your knowledge?
It was unbelievable to hear it. I was stunned beyond belief. I have always trusted that my children are in school, they're safe, they're learning academically. And instead, what I learned was that this entire week of videos in support of the LGBT agenda was streamed live into the classrooms for the entire student body at the high school during the week. And so these children, they're minor children, sitting at their desks every morning, they were forced to watch these videos on their TV, and it was not right at the beginning of the day. It was at the end of second period when they're actually showing their morning announcements and rolling through. So you know you're capturing the majority of the students in the school.
Exactly. About how big is that student body?
They're about 2,800 as of this year.
Okay.
Between 2,800 and 3,000 is about what we expect at our high school here. And all of this was going on while the children are sitting at their desks in the morning, and they're forced to watch these videos, and there was no communication to parents, not at all. It was systematically planned, and it was going to be taught to all these children. Mm-hmm. And there was no option to opt out of participating in that instruction, and the communication absolutely should have been there with the parents, and it was not.
Right.
So I was shocked.
Yeah, because Pennsylvania's school code does allow parents to opt their children out, and the school district is totally ignoring that part of the law.
Correct.
And so give us some of the background as far as you found out. You and another parent approached the school district, and were you confident that the school district would understand your concern and would be more than willing to let you see the videos or share the URLs with you? Were you confident the school district would be cooperative?
All the way through, and we've been members of this community for most of my life, so I know the community well, and our children have been in the elementary and the middle schools, and the experience that I've always had with the schools has been a very excellent, trusting partnership in educating our children. And at those levels, they've been very transparent and honest and cooperative, but with this particular case, I was expecting the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did go and meet with the principal of the high school, and we had a very honest conversation about what took place, and I certainly did expect to have the links to the videos, and she seemed willing to provide those to us and was getting them, and I left and expected those within a day or so, and it came down that, no, the solicitor stepped in and the superintendent and told her no. We will not be sharing these links with the parents. And so, I just didn't believe my eyes.
Yeah. So what's the fear of the solicitor and the superintendent? Well, superintendent, of course, that superintendent has now resigned. He's retired or he's moved on. So you have a new superintendent. But the superintendent at that time and still the solicitor, same solicitor, what was their concern about sharing this information with parents?
It
made no sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. And to a parent, it seems that the school would be transparent and share willingly. There's no reason not to. It's the law.
Mm-hmm.
And the schools want the parents to be involved, or so I thought.
So they say, yeah.
Right. And there's no excuse for blocking a parent out of their child's school. That
exactly.
just never crossed my mind. I never thought that would
yeah.
happen.
Now, have
but
you seen it?
Whistler and the superintendent mm-hmm. came with the position that this would be protected speech. They called it a student project and are claiming that they don't have to share those links with people. Now, as it's come out in the media over the last several weeks, in addition to that, the superintendent shared that they don't have to share student information, especially if it's something that a parent or someone in the public might object to, simply for that reason.
So
but that still doesn't pass muster.
No, so they're afraid if it's a controversial, basically if it's a controversial issue, they're afraid to share with parents that they allowed those parents' children to be exposed to this. That's kind of what they're, that's the way I'm reading it. They're
that's
just,
exactly
yeah.
correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly correct.
So they're saying
and
a student, you aren't asking for the names of the students, are you?
No, we're not asking for the names.
So,
of the, we're not asking for any confidential information, as you said, and as they have admitted to the parents, these were links from YouTube
okay.
that students simply selected. They
okay.
did not produce this information. There's nothing personal about it. And so the district is basically denying parents access to links that are available on the internet to anyone in the world, and they've showed it to almost 3,000 students,
mm-hmm.
but yet the parents cannot have the link to look at it.
So to
there's
me, it's not,
no
yeah.
understanding of that whatsoever.
I know, and I mean, they showed it to 2,800 to 3,000 students and faculty. I mean, the faculty too, most
right.
of them saw it anyway. And they're saying it's a student project. It's private because it's a student project, and thus you can't see it, but the entire student body saw it, so to me, the whole privacy thing kind of loses its impact right there. So you've been required to jump through hoops. I'm assuming
yes.
you've been required to jump through numerous hoops. You went to the principal, high school principal, who seemed to be cooperative, but then the superintendent and the solicitor said, no way are you going to provide that information. Have you been able to get any kind of information from the school or from the principal that gives you some hint as to what your kids were exposed to?
Yes. The principal of the high school did email with information about each of the videos. She said, I cannot give you links to the videos, but I will give you a brief description
okay.
of the video. And from those descriptions, you can tell what the videos are about. Right now, the turn of events in our community has been that these are anti-bullying videos.
Okay. Who's been saying that?
This would be from the school district.
Okay.
Side.
Mm-hmm.
The school board, the school district, the Gay Straight Alliance Club
okay.
at the school.
So looking at the titles of those videos, do they appear to be anti-bullying videos?
They do not.
Oh, okay.
And I think that's very disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was a large cry of support from the LGBT community at our second school board meeting in June.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
yeah, well, let's
what
back up. Let's back
proposed.
Up to the June 11th meeting. So the parents, you parents, and I spoke at that June 11th meeting. So you, the parents, laid out your concerns because
mm-hmm.
you've been asked to jump through hoops, numerous hoops, and the final hoop to jump through was to comment to the school board during the public comment period.
That's
and,
correct.
Okay.
First thing that we needed to do was to speak with the principal and address this directly.
Okay.
At the level where it was.
Right.
We did that.
Mm-hmm.
After that, when the principal came back and said she could not provide those links to us based on the solicitor and superintendent's input,
mm-hmm.
we were told that we could appeal to the superintendent in writing.
Okay.
We did appeal to the superintendent in writing. We did appeal to the entire school board
mm-hmm.
in writing. At that point, when they were still actively blocking parents from any access to these URLs and any other information, we basically... The next level of appeal was to come to the school board and present our appeal to the school board in person.
Okay.
I had never been to a school board meeting before that,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't something I wanted to do, but that was the fourth level
right.
of appeal in the process to try and get these links released
mm-hmm.
so we could see what the children saw.
Mm-hmm. And has the school board been responsive as a whole? Has the school board been responsive?
Our school board is quite liberal. And they have not been responsive. They have been in lockstep with the superintendent and the solicitor in denying parents the right to see what they showed to the children.
So your approach to this entire issue was one of parental rights, that you as parents have the right to know what is taking place inside those four walls. Besides, you are a taxpayer in that school district. You pay the salaries of the faculty members, all the staff, the superintendent and coaches and whoever else. You pay for the buildings, you pay for the grounds, the upkeep of the grounds, you pay the taxes, but yet the school district refuses to allow you to know how tax dollars were used during that week, during the homeroom period, during that week, the last week of April. I can't remember the exact dates, but the last week of April.
April 23rd to April 27th, 2018.
So you approached it with a parental rights issue. It was a parental rights issue. It was our right as parents on June 11th. So 2 weeks later, we also attended the June 25th meeting. What happened during that meeting?
The June 25th meeting was, the attendance at the June 25th meeting was a full house of LGBTQ parents, students, and supporters who most likely were there with the prompting of the board members who are very liberal. We have two who are more or less activists with the LGBTQ.
One maintains a blog, and the other one has a transgender, has a girl who thinks she's a boy.
That's correct. And we have a very liberal board, and it's very difficult to introduce any topic without it becoming a blame game. And we had no intentions of harming the LGBTQ community, have no bad blood toward them whatsoever. Everybody is treated equal. We don't support bullying of anyone. We just wanted to see what the children saw.
And you made
this would be the same if it were any other issue.
Right, and you guys made that very clear on the June 11th meeting. There was because I was there. There was no bullying. They, you know, you guys just wanted to exercise your rights as parents to know what was going on. That was the extent of your request.
The June 11th meeting was very calm, very professional. There were a lot of good things going on for the district at that meeting, and there was no trouble whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then fast forward to the 25th.
The 25th, when we arrived, the room was filled, and there was a large consensus. There was a lot of anger in the room and a lot of blame, a lot of calling people names.
Directed at whom?
Directed at the parents, mostly, who spoke about wanting to see the videos that the children were shown.
And they defined that request as bullying. I mean, they said that there's bullying going on because these parents want to know what the URLs are to these videos. So from parental rights 2 weeks ago to bullying, that's how quickly it changed, how they organized and twisted the whole story of a simple request for URLs from a parental rights issue to a bullying issue. You're bullying the LGBT students in this school.
That's right. And obviously, at that point, it would have been best to just admit that the district did something wrong and would release the videos to the parents. Mm-hmm. However, what came about at that meeting was intractable position that we will not share this information. It's hatred toward the LGBTQ community. And the school board was very supportive of making sure that that group was not bullied in any way and came down on...
Or that they were very supportive of idea that, I mean, the students accused...
Liberal
ideas. Right. Accused the speakers on the June 11th of being bullied in the school district was very supportive of those students who accused the speakers, the parents on the June 11th meeting as being bullies. So the school board was, as a whole, was very supportive of those students who attacked the speakers of June 11th.
Yes, and it wasn't just the students. There were also parents in the community, parents of these students, parents in general, people who worked with the LGBTQ community. So there was a very large gathering of support for this group, which framed the parents as haters.
Yeah.
And you as an organization, the American Family Organization, who supports the traditional family values, religious liberties, as people of hate. They called each of these organizations who support parents in their roles, parents and families, as hate groups. and people filled with hate coming into the community. Yeah. And that was the rallying cry mm-hmm. of the June 25th meeting.
Because that's a typical tactic of the left is calling people names, calling those who don't agree with them names, and calling them bullies and bigots and haters. That's a very standard operating procedure for them. Because
to address people as haters mm-hmm. when there truly is no hate.
Exactly.
In there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So what's the current status at this point? There's another school board meeting coming up. What is the current status?
At this point, there will be a school board meeting on Monday night, July 9th mm-hmm. at 7:30 at the East Penn School District Administration Building on Pine Street. And at this point, the district is still actively blocking parents from access to these videos or any other information. There were right-to-know requests submitted to the Open Records Office mm-hmm. within the district, the legal channel to get mm-hmm. at information from the district. And all of those requests were denied a response. First, it went on a 5-day period in which the district has to address the questions. They put it on a hold for 30 days. And then at that time sent letters out that every request for information about that week was denied. So all information that the solicitor and the superintendent did not want to release or have anybody have access to has essentially been denied.
And that should immediately put up all sorts of red flags to any parent in that school district that there's something going on inside that building that the administration doesn't want parents to know about.
That's
because that's what I'm reading through all this. There's something going on, because as far as they're hiding behind student project, but that's not a valid reason not to allow parents to know what their children have been exposed to in the classroom. Classroom that is paid for by the taxpayers.
That's right. It's a major slap in the face to any parents or taxpayers in our district.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to parents with students in the public school system as a whole, you know, whether it be East Penn School District or just kids in school? What advice would you give the parents?
Well, the most important advice is to stand up mm-hmm. and learn about your school board, see what's going on, because as a parent, I always trusted that these were good people mm-hmm. who were protecting our children and teaching them reading, writing, arithmetic, all the things that you would expect your children mm-hmm. to learn in school. Mm-hmm. But that is not the case. There are a lot of very liberal, very progressive people in positions of power who are pushing their political agendas onto the children within the walls of the school.
Yeah.
And the effort that they're going to hide from the parents what is going on only makes me feel more concerned as a parent. I think parents need to really listen to their children, talk to them, see what's going on in school. And when situations like this come about, coming to a school board meeting, getting to know the school board, talking to the teachers, the principal, all of these things are very important, having an open and honest relationship with the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we have always had that. This is the first time I have ever encountered something like
that. Now, is that a difference in the levels? I mean, this is high school. Is that comparing high school to elementary?
The younger grades,
school? Yes, okay. It
is.
Okay.
And the younger grades, thank God, they've had, in our district, we have had some very, very good mm-hmm. communication
good.
Both ways.
Mm-hmm.
But at the high school level, this is definitely people in power who are pushing political, social agendas mm-hmm. onto the children without any information as to how these things are happening, who's giving permission, using taxpayer dollars to subsidize the television systems being used,
mm-hmm.
the overhead speaker systems being
mm-hmm.
used. There's so much that is being pushed onto these children, and it's creating a hostile school environment for any child who comes from a family that may not agree
mm-hmm.
with this information being taught.
Right.
So it is very upsetting as a parent to see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things that people can do if people want to know, what can I do? Because most good parents are working, trying to provide for their families,
right.
and they don't get involved with the politics of the school.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say things that would be helpful are for anybody to come out to this school board meeting. Sit in the audience. If you live within the district, you're allowed 3 minutes at the beginning of the meeting to make your voice heard
mm-hmm.
to the board.
Right.
Show the support. Another thing that people can do that is really simple, on the East Penn School District website, there's a link under the school board, and it shows the names of all the directors. There's a single point of contact, which will allow you to email the entire school board at once.
Okay.
Just go on to the eastpennsd.org website under school board and make your voices heard. Call the school, call the principal, talk to your neighbors and friends, share the truth. And one of the best things that we can do in light of having this information manipulated as parental rights turning into hatred and hate groups and bigotry, it could happen on any topic, but yeah, to hear the truth, there are places where people can go. One of the best is July 2nd, 2018, there's a Fox News radio. If you go up there, you can listen to Todd Starnes mm-hmm. interviewing Matt Staver, the president of Liberty Council. Mm-hmm. They very eloquently describe the situation in detail. That you can hear the pure truth rather than hearing an adulterated truth
right.
through the local media.
Right.
We also had a local radio program with Bobby Gunther Walsh. It's part of our area. He's an excellent commentator. On July 3rd, if you go to the iHeartRadio.com podcast area, you can scroll down to July 3rd's podcast and listen to yourself, Diane Gramley from the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, and Richard Mast from the Liberty Council, two of our key supporters in supporting parents' rights.
And that's the Bobby,
Bobby
Gunther-Walsh.
Yeah,
Bobby Gunther-Walsh program.
Mm-hmm. WAEB 790 AM dial here in Allentown.
Okay.
But it's July 3rd, 2018, and you can listen to those two podcasts, and it will give you all the facts. It's
okay.
Very, very good information.
Yeah. Yeah. One good thing about this whole story is that it has made national news. There's no doubt about that. And there's more and more websites, more and more news outlets covering the story, conservative news outlets covering the story on a regular basis. So that's very, very good. Because a lot of times these things will happen, and the news just stays local.
It's so encouraging to know that people are actually talking and sharing and all over the country supporting
yeah.
parents' rights. People are speaking out. They're putting comments through. They're calling. They're really taking it to the school boards and the district. And
mm-hmm.
it's wonderful to have people who are willing to take that time to email, to call, to write letters, and most especially to come to the school board meetings
yeah.
and support parents.
Right, exactly. Support parents who are in situations like you, like yours. And it also shows how important it is to know who those school board candidates are, because those school board members are the ones who hire the superintendent. And it sounds like in this situation, the superintendent has been an enabler, I think I'll use that word, for the LGBT
agenda.
Group agenda, yeah, and such as that. So, you know who your school board members are, know who the candidates are, where they stand on various issues before you vote for them. And, consider running for school board yourself if there's an opening. In fact, in East Penn, I think there's going to be 5 openings next year, I think.
In 2019,
yeah. Yeah. So an opportunity to take over the school district. Yeah,
we really need good people to step up
absolutely.
And
yeah.
fill in those roles.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
It's been devastating
yeah.
to see the entire school board go against parents'
mm-hmm.
rights,
yeah. yeah,
against Pennsylvania state law,
yeah.
against 4 levels of appeal.
Yeah.
With absolutely no consideration
yeah.
whatsoever.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to...
parents
yeah, thanks so much for coming on the program and telling us your story. Get the word out as to what happened leading up to the June 11th meeting, or school board meeting, where the last hoop was jumped through, and then what happened 2 weeks later with the June 25th meeting and how that was all twisted from parental rights to you're bullying the LGBT community. And I do encourage, especially folks who live in the East Penn School District, to go to eastpennsd.org and click on the school, I think it's the school board is what the tab says, and you can
right.
contact the entire school board from that page. Let them know your thoughts. Whether you live in the East Penn or not, let them know your thoughts. Just be nice and don't fall into the trap of becoming a hater. And don't use any vulgarity or anything, but just let them know that parental rights should be honored in that school district. So, anyway, thanks so much for being on. I'm encouraged to know that there are parents that are willing to step up and stand up and speak up when it comes to their kids and protecting their kids. I really appreciate that.
Well, I thank the American Family Association of Pennsylvania for standing with the parents. And these are our children, yep. and we care about what's happening to them in school. Mm-hmm. And if they can take any lesson from this and see the backlash and the hatred directed at parents who are stepping up yeah. and talking about things, you can only imagine how children are being treated within those four walls that's if they disagree.
Excellent point, excellent
that's
point.
That's very important yes, for parents to know.
Yeah. Thanks again, and you take care. We'll be talking to you later.
Thank you very much, Diane.
Okay, bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.